But not a dip. What would you consider a dip to be?
Something like stew potato chips.
Okay. What about this expression? Say food that you take between meals, you say you're having a
snack.
Alright. And talking about this verb, you say at 7 o'clock in the morning you sit down and breakfast.
At 7 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. You sit down and begin to
eat.
Yeah. If you did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday you
ate.
And you have plenty of
eating.
Alright. This hot liquid that a lot of people drink at breakfast, you call that?
Coffee.
Yeah. You'd say, if there isn't any ready, you'd say that you're going to go.
Make some.
Alright. What about if you're thirsty during the summertime? If you don't want a Coke, you might just go to the sink and pour yourself a
glass of water.
Yeah. Do you have different names for different kinds of glasses? Maybe according to how big they are, what shape they are?
Cup, glass, mug.
Okay. What about if you took that glass and dropped it on the concrete floor? It's probably going to what?
Right.
Yeah. If you did it yesterday, you'd say.
Right.
And it has.
Broken.
All right. If you're very thirsty, talking about taking in a lot of liquid, you say that you sure do a lot.
Drink a lot.
And yesterday you
drank a lot.
And you have
drunk a lot.
Okay. If you have a lot of people over for a meal, if you have a company, and they're all standing around the table, and you don't want them to, you might say, well, y'all just go ahead and
have a seat.
Okay. Or you might, if somebody's still standing, you might say, why don't you go ahead and down?
Sit down.
Yeah. If you did that yesterday, you say yesterday he
sat down.
Mm-hmm. He's done it several times, you say he has
sat down.
Mm-hmm. And say if you're there at the table and you tell your company, well, don't wait till anything's passed to you, just go ahead and
take it.
Okay, or yourself.
Get it yourself.
All right. What about another word you could use there? Blank yourself. Go ahead and something yourself.
Help yourself.
Yeah. That word help. If you did it yesterday, you say, "Well, I already
helped."
Mm-hmm. And I have
helped.
Okay. So what would you say if somebody passed you something that there's no way in the world you're going to eat any of that stuff? What would you tell them?
No, thank you.
Would you say that if you were in eating with people you didn't know, or with family?
With family. But there's nothing I don't like.
Okay. Nothing you don't like. You like rutabaga?
I haven't found anything that I don't like yet.
Okay. That'll make your mama happy, I imagine. What about food that's been heated and served a second time? You say you're having
leftovers.
Yeah. What would you say has been done to the food? It's been
warmed up.
Alright. And you put food in your mouth and you begin to
eat it.
Or
bite it.
You hit up.
Chew it up.
Sure. You ever heard of eating anything that was like cornmeal mixed up, boiled with water, maybe you add a little salt for taste, eat it that way? Kind of a semi-liquid, semi-solid sort of stuff.
I don't think so.
What about mush or kush? You ever heard of that? Neither one of them?
No, sir.
Okay. What do you call things like beets and carrots and
vegetables?
Big part?
Vegetables.
Yeah, and you'd say that they grow outside in a little
garden?
Mm-hmm. What about this southern food that we eat a lot of around here, especially for breakfast? You can have it stirred.
Grits.
Yeah. Anything you call the stuff that's kind of round and solid, you can get it canned nowadays. Some of it's white, some of it's yellow. It's kind of akin to grits.